Well, Dr. Weber, thank you for your time and thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome, Bob.
Dr. Weber, how does the new evaluation and grading system that we've talked about, some of the disciplinary measures, how does that differ from the current system in place, what is proposed through some of the reforms?
Well, essentially, you know, now tenured teachers are observed every 3 years in the old, during the old law. And, of course, this would be a couple of observations and evaluations of all teachers every year. The biggest concern is at the standards and, you know, making sure that the teachers and the evaluators and everyone involved are on the same page. And, you know, that's been the biggest complaint about this along, that it came so quickly that we weren't ready for it in our public schools. And I think that's been the key issue. And things have been changed as we go along and so forth. But that's been the biggest thing, making sure the evaluators are on the same page, making sure the teachers understand what they'll be evaluated on. And I think that's been a big part of it. You know, 50% of the evaluation would be on observation and evaluations, but the other 50% also has been a major concern, and that's test scores, where your teachers are actually evaluated on how well their students do rather than how well that they do as far as a teacher in the past, as it was in the past. So that, there's a big concern there. You know, things like, will the children sleep the night before? Will the children take their medicine that they need to take that day of the test? Or will they come to school hungry? And just so many things that could affect how well that student happens to do that day on the test.
Bob, has there been a line of thought that should the new evaluation system be reintroduced in individual items? That's one of the concerns, I think, over the voucher program also as far as tenure reform that has gone on, is that everything was kind of bunched together. If they take a step back and try to bring this in individual items, is there a thought that any new grading, you know, any new evaluations would be pushed back even further?
I think that's a possibility, and that's exactly what happened. You had a lot of different things in one bill, and you know, it's so many things that we've learned as we've gone along that are in there as well. I think a lot's been left up to the Department of Education to decide, and Bessie to decide, but it is, and I think what we're probably going to see, if there are major changes, probably a special session, I think the aim would be to go after, you know, the individual things in this bill in an individual way.
The Common Core curriculum set to be implemented. How broad are the changes from this structure of teaching?
Well, the Common Core, in my opinion, will be a really good thing. I think it's important that students all over the country are learning basically the same thing. But just like with the evaluation, it's really just coming at us so quickly. You know, this has been a tough year for teachers and administrators in the schools because they are having to teach things differently. They're having to teach different material, and then they're being evaluated. And the Common Core, as I said, I think will be a good thing. There's some questions about technology, about third graders having to take the test on a computer, and of course kids are a lot more high tech than they used to be, but that's still a concern for all of us. So I think Common Core will be a good thing, can be worked out, and if we could just take it a little slower, I think we'll see the end product would be something we really could be proud of.
Dr. Bob Weber, superintendent from Wichita Parish School System, and an update on educational issues as they are occurring in our legislature, as well as the Common Core curriculum. Dr. Weber, thank you for your time.
You bet, Bob. Thank you.